You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. The small town newspaper is in a lot of trouble. There are fewer people in rural America, fewer businesses buying the ads that are the lifeblood of newspapers, and fewer of the newspapers that have been the connective tissue of rural communities. In the next installment of our Way of Life series, Sarah Weitz-Kotecheck with Arkansas Public Media visited that state's Mississippi Delta to see how local papers are trying to hang on.
In a small town called Brinkley, Sandra Kemmer is volunteering in a local cafe to promote the area's economy by giving out rice products.
Hi, y'all. You can have some cookies when you come back. It's rice month.
Agriculture is the center of life here. But for decades, rural Arkansas towns like Brinkley have been dwindling, and with them, a linchpin of daily life, the town newspaper. Kemmer says with spotty internet in the Delta, she uses the paper like a calendar or a daily planner. So she worried when the Brinkley newspaper's building burned down.
It was just really, just almost devastating. You know, we couldn't believe it. What are we going to do? No paper. What will we do? You know, how will we keep up?
But then a 19-year-old college student named Hayden Taylor bought the paper for $5,000. Brinkley rallied around him, and subscriptions, which cost $35 a year, nearly doubled to $1,700. Editor, publisher, and owner Taylor is now 20. Next year, he hopes to expand the paper online.
I don't know what motivated everyone to say so loudly that we want the paper, we want to keep the paper in Brinkley, we don't want to lose it. And just holding on to tradition, probably something along those lines.
Taylor says with low overhead, he and his staff of four plus volunteers are making ends meet. He says he takes home about $250 a week, an income he supplements with his savings. He says he lives rent-free in a building his family owns. Tom Larimer is head of the Arkansas Press Association, which helps bring in ads for its member papers. He says for a small town, a newspaper is like a school. It's part of the local identity.
You know, when you lose your school, it's very traumatic for a community because you have generations of people that have gone to that school and now it no longer exists. And that's a part of that community that'll never come back.
In over a decade, the state has lost about 12 of 130 newspapers. Three closed this year, including the White River Journal. It's located in another Delta town, Desark. 95-year-old Dean Walls stopped publication of the 110-year-old family paper this summer.
Most people said it's a sad day. That's what we heard from a lot of people. It's a sad day when the journal quit coming.
Dean Walls ran the journal for 72 years. At one point, she and her late husband worked in a building with no air conditioning, using an old-fashioned hot lead press.
Mother still has scars on her arms where the hot lead would bounce out of the pot onto her arms.
That's Walls' 78-year-old son, Charles, a retired architect who helps out with the paper. They printed their last edition this August. Desark's outmigration is typical for the Delta. It's lost businesses, and that means few local ads for the paper.
We just can't do what needs to be done. And I don't want to do a sorry job. We've had a good newspaper with a good reputation.
But while the newspaper closed, she and Charles are now working on a free email version with some news and information. They say they won't fully retire because people in Desark just can't imagine life without local news. In Little Rock, I'm Sarah Weitz-Kotecheck for Marketplace.